This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. 2 years after the triumphant victory of the Muslims, when they defeated their enemy in the Battle of Badr, they once again had to face off against their enemy, this time in the Battle of Uhud. However, in this battle, they suffered a loss, and they suffered many casualties. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat regarding this. Because these companions, they were in grief and wondering why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would abandon them after He had granted them victory in the previous battle. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals several ayat. Among these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْهٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. If you have suffered injury, then they too have suffered loss and injury. And these are the days that we alternate between people. Some days the victory is yours, and other days the victory is for your enemy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ. That if you are in pain, if you're suffering and you're in pain, then they too are suffering. They too are in pain. But there has to be a difference. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. And you hope from Allah what they don't hope for. And you hope from Allah what they do not hope for. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is the all-knowing, the all-wise. He is the all-knowing. Don't think that He doesn't know what's happening. But He allows it to happen because He is Hakim. He is all wise. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his tafsir of this ayah, he says, meaning you and they are equal regarding the injuries and pain that you suffer from. However, you hope for Allah's reward, His victory, His aid, just as He has promised you in His book and through His messenger. And surely Allah's promise is true. On the other hand, your enemies do not hope for any of this. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as we enter into the fourth week of this Zionist terror that has been unleashed upon our weak, oppressed brothers and sisters in Gaza, already having claimed 7,000 of their lives, 3,000 of them innocent children. And as more than 1 million people have been displaced, having no shelter, having no home to go to, and tens of thousands have been left injured, not even having any place to go to treat their wounds, as the entire healthcare system has collapsed. And as we witness daily, we see these images of these bodies and this bloodshed. We ask ourselves, why? We ask ourselves, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing it? Where is the victory of Allah that He has promised? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not intervene to put an end to it? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, it is our iman that differentiates us from everyone else. There has to be something in our iman that will cause us some joy after grief. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, He does so for a reason and a greater wisdom. It's not that He doesn't know what's happening. It's not that He's incapable of intervening. He allows it. Not for the suffering itself, but for many other reasons besides that. And so let us look at some of the reasons for why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this. Taken from these ayat in Surah Ali Imran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the companions who suffered the way they suffered in the battle of Uhud, and who were wondering, why has Allah abandoned us? Number one, we have to understand that this is the will of Allah. This is the will of Allah. We have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's in control, not us. Do whatever you can to stop it, but in the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His hand is victory and defeat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There is no catastrophe, no calamity that afflicts us except by the permission of Allah, by the will of Allah. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart. Whoever believes in Allah, Allah guides their heart through such grief and suffering. Allah guides the hearts of the believers. As for those who don't have any iman, then they will look at this as being nothing but pure evil and suffering. Secondly, through such calamities and through such suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the iman of the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If Allah had willed, He could have inflicted punishment on your enemies. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test some of you by means of others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that ayah that I mentioned, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the days that Allah alternates. Not every battle are you going to be victorious in. In some battles, you're going to suffer loss and defeat. And so, it's as if someone asks, why, Ya Allah? Why would you allow our enemies to overpower us and afflict us with suffering? And then comes the answer of Allah, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. So that Allah can test. So that Allah can test to see who believes and who doesn't believe. And so that He can take shuhada from us. And understand very well that if Allah gives power to our enemies over us, it's not because He loves them. And that's why Allah ends the ayah by saying, and Allah does not love the wrongdoers, the oppressors, the tyrants. And so words are easy. Everyone can say they believe. Everyone can say we are believers. But the true test is action. The true test is when you suffer. The true test is when you go through such calamities. Such calamities distinguish the true believers from others. And so some of us, we want it easy going. We don't want to be tested in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you think that you're going to enter into Jannah just like that, without being put to test and trial? And that the kind of tests that Allah inflicted upon the believers before you, in which they went through catastrophe and calamity and poverty and hardship. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They went through all kinds of tests and hardships until their messengers. وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until their messengers. Imagine their messengers who have full trust in Allah and who believe in the promise of Allah. Their messengers are saying and asking, when is the aid of Allah going to come? When is the victory of Allah coming? And Allah answers, Ala, inna nasrullahi qareeb. Surely, the aid and the victory of Allah is near. It's around the corner. Thirdly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in that same ayah, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. Among the reasons why Allah allows such suffering is because He wants to choose certain people from among us. He wants to take from among us shuhada, martyrs. Don't think that when we see these bodies destroyed into pieces, even if they're children, when we see this blood, don't think that this blood has gone to waste. Don't think that this is a waste of life. Don't think that that suffering was something painful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ما يجد الشهيد من مس القتل إلا كما يجد أحدكم من مس القرصة. The shaheed, what he feels when he is killed, is nothing more than what one of you feels when he is bit by an ant. A small pinch. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has chosen these people. He wants them to die, not to inflict pain and suffering upon them, but rather to raise their rank above everyone else's. Don't think that just because Allah has spared you, that you're living comfortably in the luxuries of the dunya, that somehow Allah is punishing them and leaving you. No, it's the opposite. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ says that Ahlul Afiyah, the people who had it easy in the dunya, who were not tested, like Ahlul Bala, like the people who were tested by Allah, who were tortured and persecuted, in Jannah when they meet, when you meet our brothers and sisters in Gaza, who have been killed today, when you meet them in Jannah, and you see their reward, the Prophet ﷺ says that you will wish that you are sent back to the dunya, and your skin is torn with iron, just to have what they will have of reward in Jannah. My dear brothers and sisters, their souls have left this dunya and are already in Jannah, in the bodies of green birds that roam around in Jannah, drinking from the rivers of Jannah, eating from the trees of Jannah, and then coming to nestle in golden lanterns that are hanging from the throne of Allah. When? After the Day of Judgment? No. Right now, as we speak. The Prophet ﷺ told us that this is the reward of the shaheed in the life of Barzakh, before his reward in the Akhirah, after the Day of Judgment. Number four. Among the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows such suffering is because He wants to test our patience, our resilience, and our determination. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Do you think that you're going to enter Jannah, and yet Allah is not going to test you to see who is going to fight in His cause, and who's going to be steadfast, who's going to be patient? وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرْجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Know that victory comes through patience. Victory comes through patience. Relief of Allah comes through difficulty, through adversity. And ease comes after difficulty. My dear brothers and sisters, what our brothers and sisters are going through in Gaza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing their patience. And boy, have they shown us what patience means, what resilience means, what determination means. Look at these people. With all the military might of the world coming against them, they have stood steadfast, not giving up. And when the entire world has come against them, and even some weak believers have warned them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. When the people say, all the people have gathered against you, Allah revealed this on the day of Ahzab, when all the enemies had allied together to come against the Muslims in Medina. Quraysh and their Arab allies and the Jews and the Munafiqoon. And they said, fear them. You don't stand a chance. Fear all the might of the world. What did they say? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. It only increased them in Iman. It only increased them in Iman. And they said, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us. And He is the best ally. We don't need anyone else. We don't need anyone else. If we have done this on our own for the last 75 years, then we can do it. And we will remain patient and resilient and determined. Fifthly, through such suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to draw the lines and purify the ranks. Because the victory will not come while there is filth in our ranks. The victory will only come for the people of Iman, not when our ranks are mixed with the people of kufr and nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah wants to test the believers, to test to see who is going to be a true believer and who is going to be a hypocrite, and to purify the hearts of the believers. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah does not want you to remain, O believers, as you are. Allah revealed this on the day of Uhud. Allah says to the believers, after the munafiqun, the hypocrites, withdrew a third of the army and turned back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He wanted this to happen. Yes, He wanted this to happen. لِيَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. To distinguish the pure from the filthy. And it is these same hypocrites, these same munafiqoon, who said 1400 years ago, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ مَا قُتِلْنَا هَهُنَا. If we had any say in the matter, we would not have been killed on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah responds to these hypocrites with three answers. Number one, your opinions, your warnings aren't going to change the qadr of Allah. This was going to happen whether people listen to you or not. Number two, Allah says that He is testing the believers from the hypocrites. And number three, Allah is purifying the hearts of the believers. Finally, among the reasons why Allah allows such suffering to happen is that He wants to expose the true nature of our enemies. Our enemies who like to portray an image of being just, of being peaceful, of wanting to uphold justice, abiding by human rights and international law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the believers the true face of these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show, He wants to show their true nature, that they are cowards. He wants to show their true nature, that they are brutal, that they are savages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us how they like to lie, how they like to cover up their aggression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us their double standards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us how they rally with one another, how they ally with one another. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not ally yourselves with a people, who wouldn't miss a chance to harm you. They desire to see you suffer. Their words have already come out from their mouths, but what is in their hearts is far worse. We have revealed to you the ayat clearly. If only you'll use your intellect, your aql. My dear brothers and sisters, 1400 years ago, Allah revealed to us this book. It did not only apply to the situation 1400 years ago, but it applies to all times. And so look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us why He is allowing what He is allowing today. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Can I please ask the brothers to move forward and fill in the gaps and make room for the brothers who are standing in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده فجزى الله خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون My dear brothers and sisters, in the year 656 of the Hijrah, corresponding to 1258, the Mongols had entered Baghdad and destroyed it, sacking it, completely ruining the entire city, and killing over 800,000 Muslims. How many? 800,000 Muslims were killed in that invasion. Some of the Muslims came to a famous scholar and historian, Ibn al-Athir rahimahullahu ta'ala, who has a very famous book of history, which he documented the history from the time of Adam until his death. They came to him and they asked him to document this historic event. And so Ibn al-Athir, he looked at them and he said, for who is it easy to document this event? Do you think documenting this event is something easy for me to do? And then he went on to say, I wish my mother had not given birth to me to witness this day. I wish I was dead and forever forgotten. 2 years later, only 2 years later, the Mongol army that had sacked Baghdad was defeated in a place known as Ain Jalut, which is in Palestine, bringing an end to the devastation caused by the Mongols forever. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, when we see what's happening today, we should understand one thing very well, and that is that it is only a matter of time. It's not a question of if, but rather a question of when. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. This is the promise of Allah. Allah has promised victory to His believing servants. And Allah does not go back on His promises. However, most people, they don't realize it. Most people, they don't understand that. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the victory is around the corner. It's near. أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. But it's only a question of when. And so this is what distinguishes the true believer from the one whose iman is weak, who only looks at things from the lens of the dunya, forgetting about the fact that Allah's victory is never given through military power and might. كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many times has a small party defeated a more mightier and powerful one? And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten His victory to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to end their suffering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring an end to their suffering. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك ورحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم الطف بإخواننا في فلسطين اللهم الطف بهم اللهم كن معهم ولا تكن عليهم اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المعتدين اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم فرق جمعهم وشتت شملهم اللهم اجعل الدائرة عليهم اللهم اشف صدور قوم مؤمنين يا قوي يا متين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.